Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They found a way to grab a pickaxe, a shovel, and dig even a deeper hole to a rung of hell that is far past Satan himself.
That's an all-time right there.
Is that one you write down? Like, if they're going to suck, I'm going to write that down and I'm going to spit it out? Or did that just pop into his head, the freak?
He definitely had to have heard that or used it before. That just doesn't just pop in your head. You're thinking of Satan. And past Satan. Like, what's past Satan?
The pirates, I guess.
Yeah, like, geez. It's like you see Satan on the top floor and Satan's like, just get on stairs. I ain't got time for you.
I'm not mad. That's impressive.
And then finally, Chuck.
Good evening, Dan.
All right. There are some positives to take out of last night's game. I like this Donnie Kelly, man.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to Neil Walker today at 9 o'clock. And nobody knows Don Kelly more and better than Neil Walker does. And Neil and I have texted about Don the last week or so, and Neil, obviously a big fan, he is clearly biased because they are in the family now.
Yeah.
Don Kelly married to Neil Walker's sister. They are in-laws. He loves this guy, but he also says the team loves him. And Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who hit a home run yesterday, he spoke to that after the game. I got to pull it up here. You'd think I'd be ready. IKF said, quote, we've been playing great baseball the last couple of games. I think that's overstating things, but they've been playing better baseball. Obviously, on a tough bounce like that, didn't go our way. But if you look at how we've been playing our game, this is the Pirates I envisioned at the beginning of the year or when I got traded here. I think DK is keeping everybody loose, and I think we're all just rallying around him. We all love him. He's our guy, and to have him at the helm, you can see the energy. You can see the life in the dugout. We just look like a ball club again. We look like a real team. So that's the intangible, and I buy it. I feel it as a fan. I felt refreshed watching them against the Braves. They could have swept, probably should have swept the series. Don Kelly got tossed out early in game two, so I don't necessarily put it on him. How could I? And I thought that was a nice jolt of emotion. But I felt refreshed as a Pirates fan because I thought you could see it. I thought you could see the excitement with the guys. And they've done the little things. And here's the tangible, Dorn. Seventh inning of the game last night. Triolo steals second. He gets to third because the Mets pitcher throws over three times. You're only allowed to throw over twice. On the third time, you got to get the guy out or else they get to advance on a balk. So he gets to third and he scores on a fielder's choice. Oh my God. Yes. Small ball.
Playing some baseball.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hit taters. You don't have gap power. You're a team that walks and hits singles. So you got to play small ball. That was small ball. And Triolo isn't the most fleet of foot. You start ranking guys on who you trust to steal bases. I don't know. I think Jared Triolo is a really smart guy, gets good jumps, but he's not fast. That gets you a run. And then in the ninth inning, Canario, who was in the lineup again, 3 out of 4 games he's been in the lineup. That's good. Might be 4 out of 4. I'd have to go back and check. Just give that guy a run. He's young. He's got pop. He gets a hit in the ninth inning. Jiwon Bae's good for nothing but running. So you pinch run. You have the infield hit. First and second. Nobody out. They put the bunt on, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
They bunt the baseball. And kudos to Henry Davis for laying it down. Now it's second and third, and you score on an infield hit. That is small ball.
Yeah.
That's how this team has to fight, scrap, claw, pull out the pickaxe, and win ball games.
Going back to IKF's comments, it tells me that Derek Shelton wasn't just a scapegoat. Now, we all knew that they needed to part ways, but we all didn't want to place full blame on Derek Shelton. Those comments, if you do remember them, it was about, a minute or two ago. It tells me that that move was necessary, and everybody knew that that move was necessary in order to play better baseball. I mean, he said it right there, like, we weren't a good baseball team. I envisioned something different whenever I first got here last year. I envisioned something different to start this season. I envisioned something different to, as we play game in and game out. That tells me that Derek Shelton wasn't doing the right things.
Yeah.
Like that was a big statement. That's how I took that from IKF, was like, yeah, Derek Shelton really wasn't the guy for the job.
How many coaching changes have you been through in season? Any?
In season, no.
Because I can't obviously relate to that, but the way I've always related to coaching changes is, and I think our entire listening audience has been here, you might have a bad semester in high school or college, and then you flip it over to the next semester, and you just start clean.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you pulled home a 2.2 GPA. You're going to start off, and all right, I'm going to put my best foot forward. There's a white guy saying, Doran, for you right there.
Ritz.
And it's hard to explain, but there's this intangible feeling of, all right, I can reset, and here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm IKF, and I was in Toronto where you're pretty good, and you played well, and last year since you got there, I think the Pirates were 71-91 since the deadline last year going into last night. And you just have stunk. You got to carry that into every game, you'd think. Oh, we're the Pirates. We're going to find a way to lose. We can't win. We stink. And now a new manager comes in, and it's a breath of fresh air. And maybe you think, okay, we won 2 out of 3 against the Braves. We believe in this guy. Oh, okay, we can beat the Mets. Yeah. And I know they lost last night. Right. I don't want to give them too much credit. But
they're in the game.
Yeah. And I can buy it. They've been competitive in all 4 games, and they've gone 2-2. And as it's, again, small sample size, but going 500 over 4 games with a chance to win every 4 games is a step in the right direction. I'm not planning the parade. I don't think this team's going to finish over 500. I'm not sure they play over 500 baseball the rest of the way with Donnie Kelly. But through 4 games, I'm seeing more good than bad, and I do think you're seeing an energized ball club. And IKF spoke to that last night.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.